Planning to host this summer? Same day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Ah, summer. The best time of the year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
There's a lot happening these days. But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters, without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I am all in.
More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more. More, more, more. I wanna kiss you more.
I am all in with Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey everybody, Scott Patterson, I am all in podcast, 111 Productions, iHeartRadio, iHeart Podcast, iHeart Media, Pop Culture, Season 6, Episode 22, Partings. Joined by Suzanne French, Tara Sood, Amy, and Danielle will join us in a moment. Tara, why don't you start us off?
Alrighty. So Taylor is complaining about all the new troubadours on the street, and Kirk explains why. Kirk says some big-time music manager was limoing through town, and he caught one of the troubadours' songs, gave him an opening slot on Neil Young's tour. Taylor says, "Who's Neil Young?" Neil Young is a singer and songwriter. He released critically acclaimed albums such as Everybody Knows This Is Nowhere, After the Gold Rush, Harvest, On the Beach, and Rust Never Sleeps. He also was a part-time member of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, with whom he recorded the chart-topping 1970 album Deja Vu. And did you know Neil's middle name is Percival?
By the way, for those you young kids listening in, Neil Young, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young sold out stadiums. They were like the Taylor Swift of their day.
Mm.
They sold out stadium after stadium after stadium after stadium. They were getting 100,000, 80,000. It was amazing. And they were a folk rock band. They walked out there with acoustic guitars. And they sang these beautiful harmonies and these great songs. Just for your edification, Suzanne French, you are up to the plate.
Alrighty, Taylor steps out of Luke's diner to announce something to the troubadours. And he says, "I would just like to say that there is no bigger fan of music than the man standing before you. No memory is more precious to me than the one of my father taking me to the Hartford Civic Auditorium to see the great Pat Boone." Pat Boone is a singer, actor, and composer. He was a successful pop singer during the 1950s and early 1960s. He sold more than 45 million records, had 38 top 40 hits, and appeared in more than 12 Hollywood films. Did you know he's the former next-door neighbor of Ozzy Osbourne and Sharon Osbourne? His cover of Crazy Train was used as the theme for the Osbournes TV show.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That's super cool. Yeah, man. God, I love that show, At Home with the Osbournes.
Oh, it was a good show.
I love that house.
Wasn't it the first reality show?
One of them, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. Like of family.
Celebrity reality show. Yeah, that was a great show.
It was.
He's so fun to watch. That family was so fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, Luke is looking for Lorelai and asked Patty where she might be. As Lorelai pretends not to be home, hiding in Rory's room. Luke, no, she's not at the inn. I tried the inn, Miss Patty. Well, I don't know. You know, half the time people speak to me, I'm thinking about Brishnikov. Did you see Turning Point? In Turning Point, 1977 film centered on the world of ballet in New York City. The film stars Shirley MacLaine and Bancroft, along with Leslie Brown and Mikhail Baryshnikov and Tom Skerritt. The film was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. Did you know Mikhail Baryshnikov played Carrie's boyfriend, Alexander Petrovsky, on season 6 of Sex in the City? I did not watch that show, so I did not know that. Suzanne French.
After being shown the building that is going to have her name across the front of it, Rory decides that she would like to leave. Lorelai says, honey, come on. We have teased you way worse than this before. Remember when you were 10 and you thought you discovered U2?
That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. U2 are an Irish rock band formed in Dublin in 1976. The group consists of Bono, The Edge, Adam Clayton, and Larry Mullen Jr. Did you know Bono is the only person who has been nominated for an Oscar, Grammy, Golden Globe, and for the Nobel Prize?
Wow.
Emily, Richard are discussing how... I'm so sorry, Tara.
It's okay.
You. It's you.
You sure?
Apology. Yeah.
All right. There are a lot of musicians in this episode. I just realized. Emily and Richard are discussing how funny Linny's mother is. Emily says, it's so important to find someone who can make you laugh. I was always so envious of Johnny Carson's wives. I just thought these women must do nothing but laugh all the time. Johnny Carson was a television host, comedian, writer, and producer. He's best known as the host of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Carson received 6 Primetime Emmy Awards, the Television Academy's 1980 Governor's Award, and the 1985 Peabody Award. And did you know when he announced his impending retirement, there was fierce competition between David Letterman and Jay Leno to be his Tonight Show successor? Leno eventually won the coveted spot, and an angry Letterman moved over to rival network CBS to host a competing show.
Oh, poor David was angry. yeah, he was really pissed, wasn't he? He was very pissed. But he wasn't the right DNA for the Tonight Show.
Well, and he had his own success, so I feel like it worked out.
But I mean, he had a completely different demeanor as a comedian. I mean, he was just like mean to people. You know, that was his shtick. He would just like make people feel like crap all the time. And then they'd come back with zingers, and that would be his, you know, his ratings. That's what, the controversy, that because he was so nasty to people all the time. I remember when Cher told him to go F himself.
But now I have to go look it up.
Oh, yeah. Cher, like he was messing with Cher. Because that was his shtick. He was just completely rude and condescending and nasty to people.
I have
Johnny Carson was the opposite of that. Johnny Carson made his guests look great all the time. That was his gift. He knew how to get out of the way. He removed his ego, and it always seemed like Johnny loved his guests, and they were the funniest people in the world, and they were the most talented people in the world. And he made those people feel comfortable and great, and they told great stories because he knew that they were nervous coming on. And Letterman used that against people. He used their nervousness against them. So I think that's primarily the reason why Letterman lost out on that. I don't know if anybody cares about my opinion on that situation.
It makes sense, though.
I have a question for you guys. Who wrote The Tonight Show for Johnny Carson? Johnny Carson's Tonight Show theme song.
Oh. I don't know.
Doc Severinsen?
Nope.
Or he was the conductor, right?
He was the Tonight Show band. The leader of the Tonight Show band was Doc Severinsen. Yeah. Tara Sue.
I have zero. I don't even know the theme song. Sorry.
It was Lorelai's dog, Paul Anka.
Oh, no way.
Paul Anka wrote the theme song.
Oh, all comes back to Gilmore. Carson.
Right, everything.
It all comes back to Gilmore. Who's up? Is it me? Okay, Taylor is still complaining about the troubadours in town. He runs into Officer Ruskin and asks him to do something about it. Taylor, that's right. It wasn't Officer Fife. Why did I call him Officer Fife? Taylor, Well, then line them up and have them follow you to jail, Officer Ruskin. Well, I could do that, but it's single cell. Though it holds two, maybe three, if they aren't fat and we don't have any food, Taylor. Oh, forget it, Barney Fife. Bernard Barney Fife is a fictional character from the Andy Griffith Show, portrayed by the brilliantly talented comedic actor Don Knotts. One of the funniest and most endearing characters in television history was Barney Fife. Barney Fife is a deputy sheriff in a slow-paced, sleepy southern community of Mayberry, North Carolina. Did you know Don Knotts stopped being a regular on the Andy Griffith Show after 1965 because originally the show's producers had intended to end the series after that year, still at a creative and popular peak. Don Knotts had already signed a multi-picture deal with Universal Studios, and I saw, and he did a fish called, it was the Mr. Limpet film.
Mr. Limpet, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Limpet. We went to see that when I was a kid. Knotts had already signed a multi-year to Universal Picture. When Griffin relented to network pressure and kept his show on the air for several more years, Don later said that he deeply regretted having to leave the show, but his film commitments prevented him from continuing as a cast regular. Nice problem to have.
Yeah.
Every time I go on vacation, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials, supplies, and food, but that's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target. So sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Shout out to AstroPro for sponsoring this episode and providing free samples. It's springtime and that means allergies. Mine have been throwing me off and I need something that works fast. That's where AstroPro comes in. It's the first of its kind nasal allergy spray. And it is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter spray you can get. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays take hours. Plus, it is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. AstroPro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing. So if you suffer from allergies like I do, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with AstroPro. Go to AstroProAllergy.com for a discount so you can AstroPro and go today. Visit AstroProAllergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Emily is trying to set up Christopher and Lenny. Christopher follows Lorelai into the bathroom looking for an escape plan. Lorelai says, out of what? Christopher says, what do you mean out of what? This is a setup. So it seems. I can't believe Emily would do this. Lorelai says, you're talking about Emily Dickinson, right? Because Emily Gilmore was made to do this. That was good. Emily Dickinson was a poet. Little known during her life, she has since been regarded as one of the most important figures in American poetry. Did you know Emily Dickinson wrote over 1,800 poems in her 56 years of life? However, only 10 of those poems saw the light of day in publication.
Is that right? That's the way it goes, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Christopher believes Lorelai is being no help. Lorelai said, what I do? Christopher said, nothing. You're just sitting there. You're not saying anything. Lorelai says, what are you talking about? When mom said, doesn't he look like Cary Grant? I said, yes. Cary Grant was an actor best known for comedic and dramatic roles such as Bringing Up Baby, The Philadelphia Story, An Affair to Remember, and Charade. Did you know that Cary became a father for the first time at the age of 62 with his fourth wife, Diane Cannon, who gave birth to their daughter, Jennifer Diane Grant, on February 26, 1966.
Wow, yeah. Diane Cannon, what a great actress. She could do anything, drama, comedy. She was in a film with... God, what was that Warren Beatty film with Charles Grodin and Diane Cannon?
Seems like old times.
No. Where he was, Warren Beatty was a quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. Kevin Can Wait. Yeah, yeah. She was fantastic in that film.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Lorelai's attempt to save Christopher turns into Lorelai asking a lot of obnoxious questions. Lorelai, Lenny. As a psychologist, tell me what you think of The Sopranos, Carolyn. Actually, I miss Adriana. The Sopranos is an American crime drama television series created by David Chase. The series revolves around Tony Soprano, James Gandolfini. May he rest in peace. A New Jersey-based Italian-American mobster who struggles to balance his family life with his role as the leader of a criminal organization. Listen, that's how my family was. That's how all Jersey family. I'm from Jersey. Everybody has. We're all crime families up there. That's the stereotype. Adriana is a fictional character on the HBO TV series The Sopranos, portrayed by Drea De Matteo. She is a longtime girlfriend and later fiance of Tony Soprano's protege, Christopher Moltisanti. Did you know it is said that during some scenes, James Gandolfini inserted a small stone in his shoe to anger him, making him play the role of Tony Soprano more authentically. He would also stay awake all night for some of the breakfast scenes to achieve a tired look. Yeah, he would also stay awake. It means he partied all night. He didn't do it intentionally. Just went out and had a good time. Well, how dedicated. No, hey. Of course, he was great. I'm sure he did.
Rory has thrown Logan a London-themed going-away party. Logan says, kiss me, Mary Poppins. Rory says, really? I thought I was more Gwyneth Paltrow's Shakespeare in Love. Shakespeare in Love is a 1998 period romantic comedy film produced by Harvey Weinstein. It stars Gwyneth Paltrow,
Harvey Weinstein.
Fine? I don't know.
Harvey Weinstein. Boom.
Jeffrey Rush, Colin Firth, Ben Affleck, and Judi Dench. The film depicts a fictional love affair involving playwright William Shakespeare and Viola de Lesseps while Shakespeare was writing Romeo and Juliet. Did you know Dame Judi Dench won an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress for her role as Queen Elizabeth I, although her screen time is only 5 minutes, 52 seconds in 4 scenes?
Whoa.
This is the second shortest performance to win an Oscar, behind only Beatrice Straight in Network from 1976, who has 5 minutes and 2 seconds of screen time.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Who was Beatrice Straight? Was she, the wife of William Holden?
I did not see that.
Yeah. Oh, you never saw Network?
I never saw Network.
I haven't either.
Oh, Suzanne, you've got to see it this weekend.
Is that the one about we're not going to take it anymore?
Yes.
Okay.
Mad as hell, we're not going to take it anymore.
Yeah.
That's the classic film of that era.
Okay, I'll look for it.
Oh, God, you got to watch that film. It's the greatest film. Tara Sue. Oh, wait, are you done? Yeah, Tara, you're good.
Yeah. All right. So Lorelai sees Linny in her car outside of the Gilmores and starts to talk to her. Carolyn says, "You okay?" Lorelai says, "Me? Yeah, yeah, I'm good. It was really nice meeting you. Sorry if I talked too much during dinner. Every now and then, I just feel the need to reenact certain key scenes from Purple Rain." Purple Rain is a 1984 rock musical film scored by and starring Prince in his acting debut. Developed to showcase his talents, it contains several concert sequences featuring Prince and his band, The Revolution. Did you know Albert Magnoli told Rolling Stone that when the concept was first brought to Warner Brothers, they suggested that John Travolta plays Prince?
I can't picture that.
Definitely not.
You know what? He probably could have pulled it off.
I mean, he could, but I feel like it wouldn't have the same effect that the film did.
So he would, but it would have been what?
It would have been Prince's
same script,
songs.
but they would have John Travolta being Prince.
Yeah,
being
and singing Prince? Those songs.
No,
I
come
don't know.
On, no. That might it would have been John Travolta with like a different band, right?
I mean, I don't know.
How's John Travolta going to head Prince's band?
What year was Grease? Because was it kind of like right after?
That was 70.
That was in the 70s, yeah.
75.
But they're probably 70s. Coming off of like, oh, he's a big star from Grease, you know? I don't know, actually. But
to tell the Prince story with John Travolta? I don't know. Was Prince any good in Purple Rain?
Well, they said it was his acting. I mean, I don't remember it, but I've seen
it
before.
You can't,
but,
you know.
Prince. Like it's his, but maybe it's because it's his acting debut. So they were like, does he actually have the skills to act?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my guess. So he probably was already hired to score the film.
I think John Travolta would have been a much better choice. That's
really?
Yes. He's a fantastic actor.
But Prince singing those songs.
He could have pulled off the dancing, obviously. He could have done the singing. Yeah. And it would have been a better acting performance. I mean, Prince isn't an actor. You can't just step into a lead of a film and, you know, expect to do what a John Travolta can do.
I just don't think that those songs would be as big today if it was John Travolta.
Could have been bigger. Maybe we would have been taught.
We'll never know. We can just go back and forth about it. We'll never know.
That's interesting.
You're making a good effort there, but I don't know.
It's hard for John Travolta to push the Prince brand, which is the point of him starring the movie. Yeah,
right. That's tough.
Rory is sending Logan off to London with a couple of tears. Rory, I keep trying to think of fabulous things to say, but all I can think is say hi to William and Harry for me. Logan says, "I love you, Ace." William, Prince of Wales, is the heir apparent to the British throne. He is the elder son of King Charles III and Diana, Princess of Wales. May she rest in peace. Prince Harry is William's younger brother who left the royal family in 2020. Did you know a few days ago, Harry lost his legal challenge to have police security in the UK? Duke of Sussex had argued that he should have automatic protection for himself and his family whenever they visited the UK from their home in California. He still has the title, but not officially. They can't call him royal anymore, except a royal pain in the tushy.
Do you know what I just recently learned about? I learned that the royal family doesn't really have last names. Like they're a part of a house. Like he's a part of the Windsor house, but his name's not like Harry Windsor.
Yeah,
I did not. I was.
I guess if you're royalty,
you don't need it. Yeah, because it's
you're not going to get confused with anyone else.
Duke of Sussex, I guess, is your title. But yeah, I was looking it up. I'm like, what's the last name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder what's on his driver's license.
Right? Does he even have one, or is it
Yeah.
He better, I'll tell you. Now he better, or else he's going to get railroaded.
He must have a passport, right? I don't know.
Passport, yeah, but is he driving around California with Megan?
So I think he has a motorcycle now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
They have a motorcycle.
He's Ubering, maybe. Who knows?
Could you imagine picking up?
I don't think he wears shoes anymore. He doesn't wear shoes. He grew his hair. He eats granola.
Like, imagine pulling up to a house and Prince Harry just gets into your car.
I'd say, dude, what's it feel like? You know, like Chuck Connors and Branded, you get stripped of all your titles. Well, look, they made a bold choice and they're sticking to it. And, you know, good for them.
That's He's definitely getting truth. An Uber Black, not an Uber X. All right, I'm done now.
We're going to need a first and a last name.
Yeah.
For the pickup. That's Harry and House of Windsor. Like, what? Your house is on Windsor Street? Where are you? Who? Harry? I can't pick you up if it's just Harry. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, ladies. Tarsud, Suzanne French. We will see you next time. Thanks, everybody. Best fans on the planet. Thanks for all the downloads. Keep the cards and letters coming. And always remember that I am all in. Stay safe, everyone. Everybody, and don't forget, follow us on Instagram at IAmAllInPodcast and email us at Gilmore@iHeartRadio.com.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Planning to host this summer? Same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over. It's getting a little crowded. You're not sure there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today. Take care of your guest. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.